Welcome to the Five Stone Podcast. This is BJ Stagner. I invite you to join us weekly as we focus on encouraging words and thoughts to improve your day, conquer your giants, and build your faith through the Word of God, all wrapped up in a 5 to 7 minute message. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Five Stone Podcast. I am BJ Stagner, your host, and I am grateful that you are here with us today. We are continuing our look at the miracles that Jesus Christ performed in the way that he revealed himself unto this world and unto us yet today. In this third miracle that we're going to look at, we are back in Mark chapter 5, and we find in verse 25, the Bible says, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of the physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague." My friend, let me say this to you today. This particular woman had this issue of blood, this sickness of whatever it may have been. She had it for 12 years. The Bible shows us that she had exhausted all that she had trying to find help and healing and hope for that matter. She was in a state of disarray. She was in a place of desperation. She was in a place of borderline even depression. And yet she heard that Jesus was in her area. In verse 27, when it said, when she had heard of Jesus. Now I want you to imagine. Here she is sick with this issue of blood. She had struggled with this thing for all these years' time. She had wasted and spent all that she had on physicians and healers and all these different things, trying to find her relief, trying to find help, trying to find to be made whole again. And yet somewhere through the line, she had heard through the grapevine that there was a man named Jesus who had healed this person and healed that person, who had caused this blind to see and this deaf to hear, this mute to speak, this paralytic to walk, maybe even this dead to raise from the grave. She had heard these things about him. That all of a sudden, she maybe sat at her house or wherever she may have been. She heard that Jesus came. She heard that Jesus was somewhere around. Just imagine what she had heard. Imagine the exhilaration inside of her heart and her mind when she heard that he was close by. We find out that she gets in the midst of this press in verse 24, it says that when Jesus was going by the way there, when he was on the way to Jairus' house to heal his daughter, that many people thronged him. That means he was in the middle of a multitude of people and everyone was touching him. Imagine it was quite loud. And yet this woman in her heart and in her mind, she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, my friend, I can be made whole. Beloved, in a lady's life who had suffered this sickness for 12 years, in a state of desperation, meaning utterly without hope, hope was found. Hope was found in simply touching the hem of Jesus Christ's garment. We find that she touched this hem and straightway, immediately, she was healed. Beloved, Jesus Christ performed this miracle in the medical to reveal himself as healer. He performed this miracle in the medical to reveal himself as healer. Now, those of you that know the story, Jesus Christ turned around and having known everything, he knew that virtue had went out of him. And he simply said, who had touched me? He wanted the confession to be known. In verse 24, Jesus says, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Beloved, we know that Jesus Christ has revealed himself in his miracles prior to this. Number one, we saw the miracle in the natural, which reveals him as creator. Secondly, we saw the miracle in the spiritual that revealed himself as savior. And yet now we see the miracle in the medical, which reveals himself as healer. He is the great physician that we know. But it was the faith that made her whole. She believed that Jesus Christ could heal her. She believed in all her heart that Jesus Christ could make her whole again. She believed, and therefore she came to him. And guess what? She was healed of that plague. This physical miracle is revealed to us in a spiritual nature, knowing that Jesus Christ will make us whole again, no matter what we may be hurting from, no matter what we may be needing of healing from. Jesus Christ will make us whole today. You only simply have to believe. these miracles that he performed this day reveals unto us the multiplicity of blessedness that our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is to us today and forever. So let me encourage you, whatever struggles you may be dealing with, maybe you're out there today and you're dealing with something that has put you into a state of disarray, put you into a state of desperation, and you feel like you have no hope, may I say to you today, there is hope. Just as this dear lady went and sought help because she had hope in the only one who could make her whole. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. So let me encourage you today. If you are struggling, if you are down, if you are depressed, if you're in a state of disarray or in a state of desperation, come to Him. Come to Him and put your faith in Him that if you might just be touched by Him a little bit, you'll be made whole again. I pray that this message is an encouragement to you today. And may the Lord richly and wonderfully bless you and keep you. Thank you so much for being with us today on the Five Stone Podcast. This is BJ Stagner. Let me encourage you to subscribe to our podcast and follow us each week for new and exciting messages.